9:51. Sunday is Mother's Day for many people. That means getting that flower arrangement. So what is the secret to getting the best flowers for mom? Joining us live via Skype is WTOP garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Mike, a lot of us just go online and hope for the best. I know that is not good enough for you.
Well, it's not good enough in the sense that what are we talking about? Does mom want a nice indoor flower display for her dining room? Or is mom an avid gardener that you could actually pick the right live plant for? There's no one size fits all with Mother's Day, and there's only one rule. When you give your mother a plant for Mother's Day, don't make it more work. She has worked for you for X number of years already. Make it an easy care choice.
That's a good rule.
So does that mean we shouldn't get her something like a potted plant that she actually has to keep alive?
Well, there are potted plants like the snake plant that are considered iron-proof, bulletproof.
A snake plant for mom?
Well, not only that, the other name for it is mother-in-law's tongue, so that might not be the best choice.
Yeah.
But if you buy, one thing I've recommended over the years and have gotten so many congratulatory emails about it, is the right kind of orchid. The right kind of orchid is not finicky, is not delicate, and can put on a show. I said a couple years ago for 6 flowering months if you pick it the right way. And I got an email from one of my listeners saying I was wrong, that his had lasted 10 full months before the last flower fell off.
Well, that sounds great. What do we look for?
You look for a plant with just a few flowers open, and then below those flowers, nothing but buds. You don't want to get a plant with a couple of flowers open and all these little nubs on the stem that show you there have been flowers that have fallen off. Look at that Phalaenopsis, that moth orchid. That's the one you're going to see everywhere where the flowers open in sequence. And think of every unopened bud beneath the 2 true flowers that are generally open at the top. Think of every bud underneath that as 2 weeks and count them up, because they will open in sequence. And you get one that's full of buds that haven't opened yet, and 6 months is a breeze. It'll really keep opening and opening and opening, and the care is absolutely minimal. Just keep it out of direct sun and give it a little water once a week.
All right, WTOP garden editor Mike McGrath on Skype. Thanks so much.
It's 9:54.